Melody Weddington, de las Nemis, Wethington. It's the clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that has a history of CKD stage 4 that has been documented since 2021, period. The patient at the present time has been receiving a chemotherapy for the treatment of a gastrointestinal cancer, period. An enteral tube has been placed by Dr. Van Der Poel, and the patient has been receiving Nepro 4 cans a day plus tap water, and the patient has been reevaluated with the PET scan. The positive area is still with high concentration of the material. The patient comes for reevaluation of the kidney function, and the kidney function has remained stable. The creatinine is 1.6, the BUN is 16, and the estimated GFR is 32 mL per minute. The patient has evidence of some proteinuria. However, the quantification of the protein this time was 74. And the creatinine has been oscillated, and I don't think that is an accurate measurement. 16.4 before 5 months ago was 177. It has been fluctuating. I am going to repeat this determination before I say that the patient has a significant proteinuria. Number two, the patient has diabetes that is under control. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely related to chemotherapy and CKD. Following number, history of secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, history of hypertension that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency with supplementation. Following number, history of coronary artery disease. Reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. I spent a 15 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes with the documentation. Reevaluation in 2 months.